Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we've placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you so much for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. I am excited today to be talking with Nancy Kajawa. Nancy, you're with us.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Jennifer?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on today's podcast and sharing a little bit about your center. And we're talking about Pregnancy Choices of Lansing, and you are located in Lansing, Michigan. And we're going to hear a little bit today about your pregnancy service center, the services that you offer, and your interaction with women experiencing unplanned pregnancy. So again, thank you for coming on. Nancy, let's just get started. And if you would tell our listeners how long you've been working with women in crisis pregnancies.
Well, I've been on this journey for many years. I actually started back in the early 1990s, just about the time Adoption Associates got started. And I was the director of a maternity home, kind of an old-fashioned name, but a residential facility for young pregnant women. And I did that for 10 years. And then in the year 2000, I came over to Pregnancy Services. Pregnancy Choices is also one of our doing business names. We have actually three offices, but I came in 2000, and I've been there here ever since, so about 18 more years, so total of almost 30 years.
Wow. So you certainly have a lot of experience and wisdom to share with us. So I'm curious, when women first learn of their pregnancies and they're coming into your center or one of your centers, what is their initial reaction when they're learning of this? How do they respond to this life-changing news?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on who the client is and what situation they're in. I mean, obviously some women come to us, young women come to us, and they're very happy. They've been trying to get pregnant, and it's happy news. I would say the majority of women who come to us, however, are not very happy about even the thought of being pregnant. You know, we're kind of in a new generation and in a new season in the world right now with unexpected pregnancies, and we're all trying to adjust to this this newness and whatever, which we can keep talking about. But so basically when a woman comes in, or a young woman or a teen comes in that suspects she might be pregnant and then finds out that she is pregnant, you know, there's a variety of responses that can happen, all the way to bursting out and crying, to denial, to what am I going to do now? Can you give me the number to an abortion clinic? What are my parents going to say? And as I was preparing to be on this show today, I was thinking, you know, really the number one concern for anybody, no matter how age, whether they're 13 or 23, is their parents. They're worried about what their parents are going to say. That's like the number one issue. So, yeah, that's what we're dealing with every day. Yep.
What about the father of the baby? What are you hearing from women about either his involvement or lack of, or what he might think about this pregnancy?
You know, what's really sad is we are in a very promiscuous society right now. And so what we are seeing more and more is women coming in, young women coming in who are not even necessarily in a relationship. They might be having casual relationship with a friend, or one or two time hookup. I mean, it's not unusual now to go on a first date and have sex. So if you get pregnant from that, that really complicates a pregnancy, because then we'll be saying, well, one of our questions to our client is. So how do you think, you know, how's the father, the baby, going to react to this? And they'll be like, well, I'm not really sure who he is, or I'm not really sure how to contact him, or we haven't been in a relationship for very long. A lot of times we'll hear, well, he's already got 5 kids. So it's very different, you know, depending on what the answer is, how we're going to approach the whole interview process or the whole, you know, helping this young person to find her way into a good option. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different world out there. Even when I first started 30 years ago, it's a very, very different world out there.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the shock and maybe the denial that she's experiencing as she learns about the pregnancy. And how do you then translate that and kind of begin the discussion about options and exploring options? What does that look like in your center?
Well, you know, we have a counseling form that we go through that takes us through different questions. So we actually go through a process, you know, first of all, getting to know the client. You know, secondly, you know, what kind of symptoms are they experiencing? Do they have medical concerns? And then we go into relationships, and then we go into, well, how are you feeling? Like, what would you do today if you found out that you were pregnant? How do you think you'd feel about that, you know? And sometimes we'll hear, well, I absolutely cannot be pregnant right now. I would have an abortion. There's a question that we ask that over the years that we have found to be really significant. We will say to them, we like to ask you this question because it helps us to know where you're at. What percentage do you feel like you would either stay in this pregnancy or you would have an abortion? And then when they give us that percentage, like, oh, 110%, I'm going to have an abortion, then we know kind of what avenue of counseling to go down. Or, oh, I'm only like 25% unsure. Or I'm 100% parenting. Or I'm 100% don't know what to do. It really keys us in as counselors to know where the client is at, because that's their, like, immediate reaction, and that's a really good indicator, like, what are you thinking? So that works really well. You know, after they do the test and they come back, and if they are pregnant, then we'll go into some more heavy-duty counseling on options, and we always present 3 options. We present parenting, adoption, and abortion. So that they are fully and totally educated. Because a lot of young people, you know, get things through word of mouth, through the internet. You'd be so surprised the things that young people think that are correct when they are not correct. Like, for instance, there's a lot of confusion about abortions and medical abortions, which is the pills. A lot of young people think you're going to pop one pill. They get it confused with the morning after pill, and there'll be an abortion. I'll get a heavy period. They have no idea what a medical abortion involves, the series of pills, the number of days, you know, what's going to happen to their body, to the baby. So a lot of education.
It sounds like it. Excellent. And you mentioned earlier when we were talking about the different circumstances that sometimes women are in when they come to you, maybe not knowing who the father of the baby is or being in a new relationship with him. And that I'm curious if there are any other obstacles or concerns that you hear from women as they're beginning to look at these options. What does that kind of look like, and what are you hearing?
Well, I work in our main office is on the MSU campus, Michigan State University campus. So we're dealing a lot with students. In the fall, we get a lot of freshmen in, many who are on scholarships, or we might get a third-year student getting ready to graduate or whatever. So a lot of the clients that come into us, their number one concern is, well, what am I going to do about school? If my parents find out, they're going to cut me off financially, then I'm going to have nothing, or I can't take care of myself. How am I going to take care of a baby? I'm dependent on my parents. We have a lot of international students that come to us, and I have to say that our students from China, it's almost an impossible venture to encourage them to stay in a pregnancy because, of course, in China, abortion is sometimes mandatory. I think they've just extended that you can have 2 children now in China. So their number one concern is money and career and parents. Those are at the top of the list. once we get through those things and explain to them, you know, some scenarios and some things that can work in those areas, you know, then we start narrowing down and talking about options. Interesting enough, adoption, and I know that's your focus, and of course it's a very large focus of ours, and over the years we've been able to refer, I won't say many, but we've been able to refer clients. We work with Adoption Associates, and we love your agency.
Thank you.
We love your agency because, and this is what we tell our clients, you are pro-birth mother, and that's very important. You really look out for the emotional, spiritual, mental part of the birth mother, and we really, really appreciate that. But anyways, we will start, you know, we really talk about adoption. We talk about picking out a family as a very viable option. But I'm going to tell you and your listeners, one of the most defeating things for us is we will hear from the client, I could never do that, or I could never give my baby up. And this is what we call an abortion vulnerable client, a client who's really considering abortion, but yet could never consider adoption. And this is just a huge hurdle for us. It's a huge hurdle for society to bring out adoption in a more positive light. And, you know, most of my counselors have been trained by your agency to know how to speak to clients about adoption or picking out a family. But still, we get this common response, you know, oh, I would never, I just could never do that. That's when I will say, and I teach my counselors to say, hit the pause button. You've just identified this pregnancy as a baby, A, and B, that you would be bonded to this baby, and you already are bonded to this baby.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we'll use the adoption discussion to strengthen the parenting discussion. And not having an abortion discussion. So,
you know, that's the same, you know, we hear some of that, those same comments as well. How do you and your staff reconcile that? How do you kind of come to terms with that? Not only yourself, but with your client, balancing that concept out. Oh, I could never place my child for adoption.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we'll incorporate some stories, some success stories we know of young women who, I have one story of a student who was from another country who I worked really diligently with. She could not tell her parents that she was pregnant. They would totally disown her. It was part of her religion, her culture, her country. So she left and went out of state to another state, and she had the baby, came back, placed the baby for adoption. To this day, I don't think her family ever knew. But I'll tell that story sometimes, like if you think, not that you're going to deceive your parents or whatever, but if you really think that adoption is something that could possibly work for you, let's find a way not to deceive your parents, but to find a way where you could actually do this. If it means going to school or living someplace else for a few months and telling your parents or whatever. We always work really hard to tell them, we will help you work through this. We'll find a way for this to work for you. And then I always mention Nancy Cannon in our Lansing office, Adoption Associates. She has a post-adoption support group, and we always talk about that you will have a lot of support after the baby is born. And then we talk about open adoption and how you can meet the families. You can pick out your family. You can even correspond with them. So we try to make it a really wonderful, guest-friendly, open, a success story, and not what they've heard from their friends or their feelings of peer pressure, like, you know, how could you ever do that? How could you ever give a baby up and all that? So, and we have had some very successful adoptions.
Well, I think, you know, obviously that education that we do with our clients and that you do with your clients is so important to get to the truth and the heart of the matter. And adoption is not the sensationalized version that we might sometimes see on television. So we certainly appreciate your center and other centers like yours that are doing such great work to educate women about their options. Nancy, you mentioned earlier, you know, 30 years worth of work in this field, and you've seen some changes undoubtedly. Can you tell us how your center has changed to meet the changing needs of the clients?
Yeah, we're always, we try to really keep up with young people and everything that is changing in the world to adapt that into our center. For instance, text messaging. If you'd have told me 5 years ago that we'd be doing counseling through text messaging, I'd be like, no, that's not even possible. But like a majority of our, that's even 50% of our counseling as far as initial counseling instead of phone is now text messaging. So we're having to train each other and meet with young people, you know, what works and what kind of language and what, you know, because we're getting off of our website, we're getting a tremendous amount of response just through text messaging. It's not uncommon to get one or two texts a day that say, I'm looking for an abortion. How much does it cost? I think I'm pregnant. What do I do now? So that's been a huge change, is just our means of communication. Another thing is, and this is really hard to say, but the hardness of heart that our clients are coming to us and sort of the numbness of heart to violence, to atrocities, to horrors. And so when we come in and we're showing them through a free ultrasound, their baby, you know, moving or their arms waving or whatever, listening to a heartbeat at 5.5 weeks. That is not getting the response we got 10 years ago. That is more like, okay, I see it's a baby, I know it's a baby, but I still can't do this. That presents a whole new, I don't know, whole new arena for us to really, really be thinking and praying about how can we now meet this client. We just incorporated abortion education videos into our counseling, which we've never done before, but we have such a visual generation, a YouTube generation. So we do, we offer these 2.5 minute visual done by an ex-abortion provider to actually show this is what you're heading into. It's not what you think it is. Mm-hmm. And even now, after showing, you know, the video, what your abortion is going to be like, going into the ultrasound room, showing you your baby, we're still facing a very strongly abortion vulnerable client. And that's where we're kind of stymied. We're like, what in the world? We do have a prayer chain that goes out to over 360 people in churches. So we just depend on God. We depend on prayer because we don't know what else to do. We're educating, we're loving, we're being confidential, we're being, you know, everything we can be, and it's still, you know, they're still walking out the door. Not everybody, of course. We have our wonderful, wonderful stories of women who have changed their minds, changed their hearts. That's our goal. But too many now are walking out the door. It is, to me, it's like a hard-heartedness. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Their life experiences are different, and that's changing over the years is what it sounds like too. So, and you know, despite the challenges that you and your staff face, obviously you guys are seeing great outcomes, and there are very rewarding cases as well that I know that you encounter. So you know, we admire the work that you all do, and we'll continue to support that. Let's talk a little bit about outreach. What are you guys doing? How have you grown? I know that there's been some changes over the years. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, when I started in 2000, we had this office in East Lansing, and we didn't have a parenting program. We didn't have an ultrasound machine. And through very much a team effort of many different people helping and giving, we expanded into getting an ultrasound machine. Knights of Columbus throughout the state of Michigan has helped us actually get two ultrasound machines, and we're on to our third one now for our third office. But we developed this really great parenting program for women who are pregnant and parenting up to, like, you know, the newborn age, the infant stage. That's just dynamic. We do childbirth classes. We do basic baby care, child car safety. So we're not only encouraging young women to stay in a pregnancy or place for adoption, but we're also putting the walk behind the talk. So, and then we expanded to a West Side office in 2010 when a local abortion clinic moved into West Lansing, which is now closed down. And then we expanded to the south side of Lansing. There was a population that being reached in that part of Lansing. So we have grown. We, you know, the internet, of course, is our biggest way to reach people. So we do spend money and efforts in that area. So, yeah. Hope that answers your question. I don't know.
Yes, it did. That's amazing. That's a great deal of growth and a lot of different clients that you're potentially reaching. It's fantastic. So
I probably didn't mention, all our services are free. So the ultrasounds, the pregnancy testing, the parenting program, diapers, clothing, car seats, all that is free. Everything we do is free.
Wow, that's incredible, Nancy. So how can someone get in contact with you? I know you mentioned Facebook and internet and all of that. Do you want to give us a couple of ways that someone could reach you?
Sure. So our main website is pregnancylansing.com. That's a website that's really available for clients. And then just if somebody's interested in either donating or volunteering or just helping out or whatever, you could just call our office at 517-332-0633. If somebody's in their car and they're listening to this and they can't write it down, if you remember Pregnancy Lansing and go to that, just Google that and you'll come onto our website.
Okay. And give us that number one more time. We'll include that on our Facebook page as well.
Okay. It's 517-332-0633.
Okay, and as we're approaching the end of the show, Nancy, I was hoping you could share with our listeners what one or two things that you would hope the general public could know about the work of centers such as yours.
I think what people need to know is that all the pregnancy centers, and there's many throughout Michigan, throughout the United States, throughout the world, actually. And our goal really is to meet young women at a time in their life where maybe they can't talk to a family member yet or a friend, or they may have a boyfriend pressuring them or whatever. We're here to be non-judgmental, to be informative, and to be helpful. And that's all we're here for. We have no agenda to accomplish anything for any dumb reason. We're just really here because we want to help. We want women to have a place to come to that's safe, where they can actually sit down and talk about things or text and talk about things without being judged, and really know the truth about what their options are and what they're heading into. You know, we live in an instant society. We can go to McDonald's. We can get a meal within, 60 seconds or 30 seconds. And that's a problem for pregnancy, because if you can find out you're pregnant and you can have abortion within 24 hours in Michigan, that's too fast. You haven't had time to even process that. So most pregnancy centers, our goal is to give a client time to process, to give her the free ultrasound, to give her the baby items, to give her the adoption information, which is something that the rest of the world, unfortunately, is not going to provide for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Nancy, for being on our Adoption Focus podcast today. We love the work that you and your staff do and appreciate the relationship that we've developed with you over the years.
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer, for having us today.
Absolutely. And for those of you that are listening, if you're interested in information to connect with Nancy and Pregnancy Choices of Lansing, we will have that on our Facebook page. We do appreciate the support of our listening audience that we continue to receive. Remember that we're live every Tuesday at 11. We hope that you join us next week when we hear from a young woman who made an adoption plan 1 year ago this month, as she shares some insights that she's gained throughout the last year. So to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367, or you can reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.